And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Thanks so much for being here. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan. We are being joined by the one, the only, the epic, the wonderful Jimmy Christensen. You can find him on the Pack-A-Day podcast, packerreport.com. You can also find him on social media at Jimmy_C08. Jimmy, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Just hanging out with the new chickens we bought from the store. So I can't complain at all.
Wait. You bought new chickens?
Yeah. They are currently living in our house until they're big enough to go outside. So I pretty much am on guard duty so my son doesn't try to take them out and let them walk around the house.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, this is awesome, that we're not even going to talk any sports anymore. so what you say, I'm sorry, you said you got the chickens from the store. Chicken store?
That's a great question. My wife dropped me and my daughter off to have like a little dinner date, and then she picked me up, and we had six more chickens in the car. So I'm not exactly the store she went to, but all I know is she went to a store and then had six chickens. So that's as much as I can give you there. So we have six chickens in the house from that.
This is even better. Was this not a planned purchase? Like, you were just out to dinner and then like it was like a impulse purchase of like she was at the store, like she was in the ice cream aisle and is like, I don't want any ice cream, and then saw chickens and like, that's it, six chickens, here we go.
We had like discussions on it, like, oh yeah, we might get some more chickens, and then I think a guy at the store said, oh, we just got chickens into like another worker, and she overheard it, and it's game over at that point. So it's all it took, just a little nudge, and she took advantage.
What does a living room, this is amazing. What does a living room full of chickens look and or feel like?
Right now, not honestly, I've tuned them out. The first couple of days is just a lot of tweeting. Like, you just hear chirps nonstop, and then they definitely still do it. It's just, I've tuned it out. I don't even hear them anymore. So they're just walking around in their little area randomly, trying to jump out, but that's about it.
This is amazing. I love every second of this. So obviously, you know, do you have to build like something outside for them eventually? Some sort of chicken coop where they can lay eggs?
Yeah, we have a chicken coop outside for them.
Okay. And are these your first chickens?
These are not our first. These are our first baby chicks that we're raising to like being able to lay and stuff. We got some other hens before, but they're already older.
Gotcha. What does this bring your chicken total up to?
Right now we're at eight.
That's impressive. All right. I think, Tommy, do you have any chicken questions that I could possibly be missing out on here? Because I was not prepared for this.
I just can't believe that you jumped from 2 to 8 at the end.
That's a big jump.
That's a big jump on the chicken commitment. So I applaud you. Andy, what's the reaction if your wife comes home with 6 chickens?
Oh, it would probably much more likely be the other way around. If my wife came home with 6 chickens, my wife, there's been something that has gone terribly wrong, and some government official has cloned my wife and put somebody else's mind in her body. There's a negative 1,000% chance that my wife would come home with any sort of chicken. So, but it would be pure and utter chaos, and I might be taking a day off the radio to compose myself.
Oh, would you be all cooped up, would you say?
Oh, I love this. Very well done.
I'm done now. Sorry.
All right. I guess we can talk some Packers now, Jimmy. Anything else that we should know about owning chickens that would surprise people?
No. I think it's pretty straightforward. It sounds way cooler than it is, but it's pretty straightforward. I have to give my kids credit. They do most of the work, so it's pretty easy.
Okay, I lied. All right, 2 more questions, I think. When you put them out in the yard, I know you obviously have the coop and everything like that, but are you able to just put them in the yard eventually and they just stay in the yard? You don't have to worry? Because I see people just have like chickens wandering about their yard. Like, do you not have to worry about them crossing the road to get to the other side?
So we're lucky now that we live in the middle of nowhere. We're just on the land and our neighbors are cool. So they're fine with the chickens wandering over there. And then we'll throw them some eggs here and there to kind of like, hey, thanks for letting these random chickens peck at everything in your yard. But they don't go too far, just maybe a house over, or they do actually cross the other side a couple times, but nothing too bad.
Do they have like the wherewithal to just come back naturally, or do you have to go get them?
No, they go back. Once it starts getting a little bit dark, they go to their coop by themselves. So all we have to do is just close it and lock it at night.
Amazing.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I forgot once and we did lose a chicken. So that's on me. R.I.P. Marshmallow.
Oh, Marshmallow.
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to. Okay, and then last question, I think. Obviously, this is for, I'm assuming, egg-laying purposes is the primary objective?
Yep.
Okay. Like, at some point, does there become a time where they are chicken dinner purposes?
I've asked that. Apparently, chickens that are, like, for laying are pretty... They usually don't make good, like, meat birds, I guess, is what I've been told by my wife. So, I'm not sure what we're going to do. When I cross that bridge, I will let you know. I will bring me back on just to talk about what I did with the chicken.
Who runs the fastest 40 of your chickens? Like, if you were to get the stopwatch out, which one would be the one that would be like, yep, that's the best prospect?
Oh. Yeah, that one was definitely Marshmallow when she was
That makes sense.
With her retiring, I would say Sunshine has taken the reign on that one.
All right, well, we're going to come and scout Sunshine, see what she's got. All right, let's talk some Green Bay Packers. We're now being joined by Jimmy Christensen. That was a wonderful aside that I would do a million times out of a million. That's probably the best radio that we had. Tell me if we win any sort of award for this show, it's going to be on that segment. Please make sure you capture it and send it to any award agencies. We're being joined again by Jimmy Christensen, Packaday Podcast, Packer Report, at Jimmy_C08. All right, there's no easy way to transition here, but what do you want? I've been asking everyone this. Do you want the Packers to accomplish in this draft? Like, if you said they have to do something, they need to do something coming out of this draft, what is that thing that you feel they have to accomplish when we are through the draft process coming up in a few weeks here?
Yeah, for me, I really want them to – there's a lot of talk around wide receiver. I think that's going to be great, and I think we're going to address that. But for me, I think it's – We took a big step last year on defense, and we improved a lot in the first year of Jeff Hafley. And I think we just need to bring another piece in to kind of capitalize on that and keep moving forward and not become kind of stagnant. I was listening to, I think it was The Athletic, and they were talking about the Commanders offense and said how it's kind of easier to fall from like the 6th best offense to the 12th than it is to go from like 6 to 3. And I feel like that could easily happen with the Packers defense. It's like, it could be easier for us to take a step back if we're not proactive trying to get another piece in there to kind of keep improving, especially bringing in a new defensive line coach, second year in the same scheme, which is going to be good. But then even whether it's an interior defensive lineman trying to find the next guy to kind of take over for Kenny Clark in a couple years, or a boost to that edge room. But trying to take the next step there would be big.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you say that. And if you kind of remember back to the Mike Pettine era. Now, Mike Pettine, when he got here, he didn't have a defensive room that was, you know, really conducive to do.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Between a whole heck of a lot with, and Mike Pettine used a lot of smoke and mirrors in his first season in Green Bay to put together a defense that was what I would probably say was overachieving. Wasn't great, wasn't like really good or anything, but they overachieved, and I think everyone sort of understood it and was excited about what he brought to the table. And then they just weren't able to kind of keep it up because all those smoke and mirrors kind of got exposed and they didn't really improve on the talent enough and it kind of fell apart eventually. And to your point, like I think there were things that this defense did where they really improved kind of the play, the run defense and things like that, that I think are going to be able to continue to carry over. But there were some smoke and mirrors that had to be used because the pressure wasn't exactly what you wanted it to be. And maybe even some of the secondary wasn't exactly, you know, you don't have those shutdown corners or things like that. So I did feel like a lot of the heavy lifting at times was on Jeff Hafley, which can get you so far. But if all of a sudden teams start to pick up on some of the nuances of that a little bit more, you can have that step back. Now, on the flip side, you have players that are in their second year in the system. They know it better. They understand it better. They're communicating better in it. So you can see some improvement there as well. But I am very intrigued to see what year two looks like. And I think adding, especially from a pass rush standpoint, and maybe adding a player or two to that could really make this defense at least stay status quo or, like you said, be proactive about getting better.
Yeah, it's even to your point, too, with the Jeff Hafley having to get creative and a little smoke and mirrors. I think it was the second half of the year we jumped to the top half of the league on doing cover two and cover sixes in the secondary, yep. Which was not how it was before Jair went out. So there's definitely some shifting around and making things work that hopefully next season we definitely don't have to do, whether it's just with having a healthy secondary or if it's adding these key pieces.
As we look at pick 23, is there a Jimmy Christensen guy or two that you're just either hoping falls to 23 or that you really want to see them select if they're on the board?
See, this one was tough for me. I had to, because usually I definitely fall in the realm of, I know I'm not the brightest bulb, especially when it comes to draft. My brain can only focus on so many things, and it's usually the NFL.
Sure.
So I was looking into it, talking to some people. But I got to give a shout out to Jacob Westendorf because we were talking about it a bit. But James Pierce brings from Tennessee, the edge rusher, brings a different dynamic to the room. Definitely a bit smaller, especially compared to Lucas Van Ness or Rashawn Gary. I was looking last night. I think it's like 25, 30 pounds smaller than both. So he'd be a different type of edge rusher and not great in the run defense, but we proved last year we took a step forward there, and a lot of this too was just kind of getting pressure on the quarterback. So if we can bring in just that explosive, twitchy edge rusher, I think that could improve the defense a lot. We'd have to hide him a little bit. Maybe he'll bulk up, get a little bit better against the run, but at least get another dynamic in there. Offensive lines have to worry about.
You and Tommy both on the James Pierce train. I think one of the things that's interesting to. Yeah, one of the things that's interesting to me is there always seems to be this level from the Packers of, like, you know, liking some different pieces that can fit in different places, but at edge they just haven't had that appetite, and it almost bothers me at times because I think I think there's real value in having different types of pieces, because every offensive tackle struggles with something a little bit different. And some people struggle with speed. Some people struggle with power. Some people struggle with the nuanced moves. And like, I really like having different options that you can go to bring a different flavor. And I've seen at times, other teams where you've got this big time power rusher. Like if you take Rashawn Gary and you just power in an LVN and you're just power rushing, then all of a sudden for a play or in a big situation you bring in James Pierce, and then he's got that speed and just a little bit of a different dynamic. It can almost take the offensive tackle like a second to like recalibrate and be like, oh my goodness, this is totally I've been getting bull rushed for the last like 20 reps, and now I've got this speed guy I'm going against. Like I have to sort of readjust everything, and sometimes just the different change in pace, it's like almost going from a fastball to a changeup or vice versa. And I really like the idea of having those different flavors of edge rushers. It's not something Green Bay's really done, but if they could do it with, again, a Mike Green that Tommy was talking about earlier, or James Pierce, I do think there's a lot of value in it. I just haven't seen Green Bay do that in their draft history, and hopefully maybe this is the year that they break that mold.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And you want to keep that offensive line guessing. If you have those bruisers, just beat them down over and over, and then you bring in, like you said, that change of pace, curveball into that situation. I think, especially under Hasley now, like he's going to a second year. Let's start giving him some fun tools to kind of play with and not just always stick with some of the status quo where, granted, it's put us in pretty good position, back-to-back playoffs, and Goody's done great building a team, but I don't know. I'm all about kind of getting those gadgety toys just to throw in there, even if it is on the defensive side.
We are talking to Jimmy Christensen, Packaday Podcast, Packer Report. You can find him on social media at Jimmy_C08. All right, a couple of things that I wanted to touch on before we get you out of here, Jimmy. First of all, we haven't talked about it a ton here, but there's more and more talk of a potential 18-game season. It seems like a foregone conclusion that it's going to happen at some point. How do you feel about the potential of an 18-game season?
Yeah, I always want more football. So, like, from a selfish fan perspective, I'm like, yeah, definitely. 18-game, that sounds great. Obviously, from player health, that's something that's going to be a big focus. They're going to have to throw another bye in there. I think it was an idea from Joe Burrow, actually, a couple years ago, where he said, move the Pro Bowl to like mid-season, kind of like the NBA and MLB does, and that's just a bye week for the whole league. So they get their second one just all at once, move the Pro Bowl game. I thought that'd be kind of cool, like just do like a fun event mid-season, give the players a rest. I don't know if they'll do that, because obviously it'll come down to where they can make the most money, because the NFL is a business. So for me, though, I would love an 18th game, as long as there's a bye week and there's some player safety involved in that, which we know they're going to say, but hopefully see some of the action around that is going to be key for it. And then it comes to the CBA, if they can get the players on board.
I've got a lot that I want to go over, and we'll probably talk about this a little bit more in detail at some point. I was such a huge advocate of going from 16 games to 17 games. And like you said, more football. I do kind of feel like the game gets watered down a little bit more. You end up at the end of the season and so many teams that are have-nots that you almost get some of these like exhibition team, games at the end of the season. I think you're seeing teams that are maybe a little bit more like kind of willing to kind of tank almost at the end of the year. So I'm a little bit on the fence on this one, but it's going to be an interesting discussion. I like I said, it probably doesn't matter, because I think it's a foregone conclusion that it's going to happen. I do think they're going to have to add that second bye week for sure when they get to that point to help some players rest. And I think with international football becoming bigger and bigger, adding that second bye, allowing them to go international and then always having a bye, but that not being their only bye, I think is going to help a little bit as well. So we're going to see how it works out, but we could be getting more regular season football, not less, in the very near future. A couple other ones, Elgton Jenkins moving to center. How are you feeling about this new offensive line and how it could shape up with Elgton at that center spot?
I'm confident in it. Even Goody, I think, said they think he can be an all-pro there, which is also what they said about Zach Towns, so maybe that's just the saying that they say about players when they potentially move. I think bringing in Banks, being that left guard, it makes sense to move him over, especially because we tried Jenkins at right tackle in the past. It wasn't his best position, hence why he went back to left guard. And Towns been doing so well at right tackle, it kind of makes sense to keep him there. I'm sure during training camp we're going to see some Jenkins at right tackle, Tom at guard or at center, just because the Packers like to do funky things, especially during training camp. And a lot of teams say things and don't always capitalize on them. Like, you have to give the Packers credit of, like, when it comes down to offensive line, they truly will put the best five out there, whatever position those people will be playing. They don't care. If it's the best five, they'll do it. So I'm excited to see how he does. I also think there might be I don't want to say competition. I think it's his spot to lose. I don't think he'll lose it, but it'll be interesting to see what other kind of variations on that offensive line they throw in there this coming season, where Jordan Morgan goes, if Sean Ryan can win that right guard spot. So it'll be interesting, but I think Jenkins is going to be a good center. I don't see a downgrade in play, and even if he just stays the same, that's a pretty good center and an improvement from last year.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a pretty big upgrade from Josh Myers. Excited about that move, and we know like Green Bay has the best laid plans right now of where they want people, but you know they'll tinker with it and, like you said, get those best five guys out there. So where Jordan Morgan and some of these players end up is still going to be a little bit in flux, but I'm excited to see how they get those best five out there. All right, last but not least, Jimmy, as we head into again draft season, is there anything that you know we everyone's talking about pass rush and you know depth at corner and some of these things? Is there anything that you see as a sneaky need for Green Bay heading into this draft?
Yeah, this one might sound weird, so after I say it, don't think I'm dumb initially. afterwards, if you think it's dumb, that's fine, but give me a second. I was gonna say, thinking about it, like tight end I think could be a sneaky need. Obviously we have Tucker Kraft. Luke Musgrave, looking at him, did well his rookie season. He had that injury, tough as nails, fall through that kidney thing for the rest of the game. Was out a little bit last season. Obviously there was some injury, but going into this year, one, just insurance policy, and then two, even when he was on the field before he was out, Tucker Kraft was out snapping him. Obviously a different player, but maybe they just kind of want to bring in some competition there, bring in another sure blocker. I know last year Sims with Musgrave out was getting a lot of time at that second tight end spot, so they might want to bring someone else in just kind of as insurance policy, and if they want to get funky, bring in a fullback type that can play kind of a Josiah DeGuara, could play tight end, could play fullback, move him around back there. But I could definitely see them addressing the tight end room just to kind of add some depth and shore that spot up a little bit.
Not dumb at all. That would have been my answer as well. I think that blocking tight end is actually a bit of a need at this time. You know, Ben Sims kind of fell out of favor. He got benched for John Fitzpatrick last year. John Fitzpatrick, they have not brought back yet. He's an unrestricted free agent at this point. And it's basically Kraft and Musgrave. And then you have a lot of question marks after that. We saw how a player like Mercedes Lewis got a lot of playing time. This is more of a run-oriented offense with Josh Jacobs right now. Pass protection is still super important. And they really don't have that blocking tight end. And to your point, Musgrave and Kraft have both had injury issues as well. I actually think it is very much a sneaky need for Green Bay, especially someone who can maybe block a little bit better for Josh Jacobs up front. Jimmy, you are legendary. I will let you get back to your duties in the living room, taking care of your chickens. Rest in peace, Marshmallow. Where can we follow all of your incredible work, and what do you got coming out?
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter or X now, Jimmy_C08. As we get going with the draft, I'll have some articles coming out, and obviously with hopping on Pack a Day. But besides that, just kind of hanging out. I need to be better at planning for it. I think I've said that the last couple times on here, and I still haven't got there. But last time I was on here, I shouted out my dad, Big Jim. But this time, it's around my Grandma Lucy's birthday. So shout out Grandma Lucy.
Shout out Grandma Lucy. Like I said, I know you've got a lot of work to get to. I will let you get to it. You're the absolute best. I can't thank you enough, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back right after this.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.